Heavenly Father, we thank you for this service today. Yes. We thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost that's in this place today.
Yes.
God, for you said that the Spirit of the Lord is upon us. You have anointed us to preach the gospel. Hallelujah. God, we thank you for this great service today. And the power of God that's in this place right now. Hallelujah. We believe for great things to take place.
Yes, Lord.
In this place today, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you and we give you honor and we give you glory and we give you praise for it right now, in the name of Jesus. Before you be seated, look at somebody and tell them, say, you are in a deliverance service today. Tell somebody, else that you are in a deliverance service today. Just stepped into something good. Yes. God is moving in this place.
Thank you, Jesus.
I dare you to tell somebody else, say, you don't even know what you came into. I said, you don't even know what you came into. The Bible said it's not by might and it's not by power, but it's by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Tell somebody, said, this thing was not ordained of man. It was ordained of God. I say it was ordained of God. Hallelujah. I heard, amen, Co-Pastor Linda say, Jehovah means God.
Yes.
I said, Jehovah means God.
Yes.
God that can save, God that can heal, God that can deliver, God that can set free, God that can do anything, but he cannot. I said, he cannot fail. He is God.
Yes.
All by himself.
Yes.
He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the first and the last. He's the beginning and the end. He is the author and the finisher of our faith.
Yes.
Come on, somebody. Nehemiah. Go with me to chapter Nehemiah. Chapter 8.
Amen, brother.
And verse 10. Now, while you're going there, I dare you to look at somebody and tell them, say, don't you lose what you just got.
Don't you lose what you just got.
Hallelujah. Sister, what's your name again? Sister Weena. Don't you lose what you just got.
Amen.
Don't you lose what you just got. Well, hallelujah. What you just got. Hallelujah. It's going to take you through your trials. It's going to take you through your storms. It's going to take you through the good time. And it's going to take you through the bad time. Don't you lose what you just got.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Nehemiah chapter 8. And verse number 10.
Pastor Rogers, if you got it, will you read it for me? Nehemiah chapter 8. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Brother Ken? That's all right. I want to tell you something. I want you to maintain your joy. Don't you let your joy, hallelujah, that the Holy Ghost has put in you, I want you to keep, don't you let it go.
Amen.
Maintain your joy. What do you mean by that? I mean because the devil is going to try to come and take what you just got in this service today. You need to maintain it.
Amen.
Tell somebody, say, maintain your joy. Sister, the Lord said for me to tell you, to tell somebody, say, I'm going to keep mine.
I'm
going to
keep mine.
I'm going to keep mine.
I'm going to keep mine.
Hallelujah. Read it. Read it, brother. Brother. Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 10.
18.
Then he said unto them, go your way. Eat the fat and drink the sweet.
Eat the fat and what?
Drink the sweet.
Eat the fat and drink the sweet. In other words, God is saying when you get something, you need to eat it. Come on, somebody. The Bible said man shall not live by bread alone. So when you get something from God, you need to eat it. Hallelujah. If you don't eat what you got, you'll lose it. That means that's why I'm telling you, you need to maintain what you got in this service.
Thank you, Jesus.
And send portions unto them.
And he said what?
Portions.
Portions. In other words, my portion, amen, I'm supposed to eat it. Pastor Linda's portion, she's supposed to eat it. Prophet Roger supposed to eat his portion. Amen. Hallelujah. Brother Herman supposed to eat his portion. In other words, the portion. See, everybody don't get the same portion. Y'all didn't hear what I just said. But the portion that you got, you won't eat it. Guess what? When I go to the steakhouse, I know it's a buffet bar. But when I get to the steakhouse, I don't try to eat everything that's there. Why? Because I can't eat all of the portions. What I eat is my portion. Did you hear what I just said? The reason that a lot of people, amen, are feeling bad because they're gluttons. Y'all didn't hear what I just said? You need to eat your portion. Your portion is your portion. What you eat, I might not be able to eat. Somebody said, what do you mean you can't eat none of that? No, I can't eat everything you eat. I'm eating my portion. Read, Pastor.
And send portion unto them for whom nothing is prepared.
I sent a portion for them for whom nothing is what?
Prepared.
In other words, everything that God give Brother Kid, he don't give to me. Bible said he called some apostles, and he called some prophets, and he called some evangelists, and some pastors, and some teachers for the edifying of the body of Christ. For the unity of the body of Christ. Everybody is not ordained to be an apostle. Y'all didn't hear what I just said.
Come on now.
You're supposed to eat your portion. If God called you to be an evangelist, you ain't got no business trying to step up. Hallelujah. See, in the last 2 weeks, I have had two vein procedures. One on this leg and one on this leg. Amen. Hallelujah. And I could have made an excuse. I'm not coming. Hallelujah. I wouldn't have missed this for the world. Paul. The Bible said Paul that was beat 5 times, 39 times, 5 times. Mm-hmm. And some of us don't want to go through nothing.
Amen.
I said some of us don't want to go through nothing.
Lord.
Well, I wonder why the Lord is taking me through this. Have you ever wondered he's taking you through it to put you into another level?
Yes.
You going through what you're going to get to another level. You can't get to another level if you don't go through nothing. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. If you want to go up, you got to go through. You ought to be glad God taking you through something. He's taking you through something to get to something.
Yes, amen.
I said he's taking you through something to get to something.
Come on now.
God.
I remember back in 2005. In 2005 to about 2008, me and my wife was going through one of the worst financial crises we ever went through. I was working every day, but it looked like I couldn't make ends meet. Every day I was working 5 days a week, but I still didn't look like I was gonna make it. And guess what? While we were going through that for 3 years, the devil told me 3 times to kill myself. Oh, you think pastors don't have problems? Yeah, we all have problems. Everybody has some problems. Amen. Hallelujah. But I don't own a gun, so I wasn't going to be able to shoot myself. You know what the devil told me to do? Run off the road and run into somebody and kill yourself. I said, devil, you are a liar. 3 times the devil told me to kill myself. But I had to maintain. Somebody said maintain.
Maintain.
I had to maintain my joy. You got to maintain your joy when you're going through something.
Uh-huh. Yes, you do.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Going out of 2007, going into 2008, you might not remember, but I do. It was a drought, water drought going on at that time.
Yes.
And the Spirit of God, we used to have watch night services going into every new year.
Yeah.
And going into 2008, amen, hallelujah, we had that watch night service and the Spirit of God spoke to me and told me, say, you have come through the test. Say, you'll never be broke again. He said, you will never be broke again. Hallelujah. And during that time, I was preaching and I was saying that I'm tired of living on Get My Street. I want to live on Blessed Avenue. I said, I was tired of living on Get My Street. I want to live on Blessed Avenue.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
And we went into 2008. And my job that I'm working on in Beaufort got 2 new contracts. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
and I want you to know something. From 2008 to 2019, amen, of August, I've never been broke again. I've never been broke again. Not only have I not been broke again, I don't live on Get My Street anymore. I live on Blessed Avenue. I said I'm blessed when I go in and I'm blessed when I come out. I am the head and not the tail. I am the lender and not the borrower.
Glory to God.
Ever since 2008, January to July, just this last month, I have got a bonus check every month except 2 months. Well, during that time.
Thank you.
Oh, come on, somebody.
Thank you.
I ain't talking about a bonus just for Christmas. I'm talking about a bonus every month. Month after month. After month. After month. Why? Because I do not live on Get My Street no more.
Amen.
How did that happen? because I start confessing that I wasn't going to live on good, get by street. The reason you are broke because you keep saying you're broke.
My God.
The Bible says, amen, that life and death is in the power of what? You need to start talking some good stuff.
Yes.
If you want some good stuff to happen to you.
Right.
Start saying I'm going to maintain my joy. Stop saying the devil is doing this and the devil is doing that. The devil don't need no credit.
That's right.
Stop giving the devil credit.
That's right.
Give God the glory and give God the honor.
Yes.
And praise his name and magnify his name. The Bible said, oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. That means we're about to lift him up. Lift him up every day of our life. The Bible said in Psalm 103, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Who healeth thee of all of thy diseases and forgiveth thee of all of thy sins. You need to give God some glory.
Yes.
Read, Brother Roger.
Amen. Long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against all such, there is no law.
Against such, there is no law. Do you know that law comes to tell you what's going on? But grace come to tell you you can get out of it. I said grace come to tell you you can get out of it. Well, I said grace, hallelujah, tells you you can get out of it. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Well, blind, but now I see. I don't live under the law no more. I live under grace.
Yes.
Something I can't earn. I can't, listen, you can't earn grace. You can't, you ain't nothing you can do to deserve what Jesus done already done. All you can do is live in it. Somebody said live in it. Against such there is no law.
That's right.
You got the fruit of the Spirit in you.
Amen.
You are automatically supposed to have joy in you.
Amen.
Somebody said joy.
Joy.
Joy is a gladness of heart, not an outward appearance, but an inward attitude. Did you hear what I said?
Yes.
It's not something you see on the outside. A lot of people can put a big front out on the outside. Oh, but when they're going through something. Come on, somebody. When they're going through something. Hallelujah. It's something down on the inside. I said it's something down on the inside, Brother Kid. It keep telling you to go ahead.
Yes.
The devil said you can't make it, but something on the inside keep telling you, go ahead. Go ahead. Something on the inside of you keep pushing you and pushing you because you know that something that God has got in store for you.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Look at somebody and tell them, say, maintain your joy. Don't you let the devil take your joy. There used to be a song came out. This song said, don't you let the devil ride. Because if you let the devil ride, guess what? He going to want to drive.
Yes.
The devil ain't satisfied. Amen. With you being the Uber driver, he want to be the Uber driver.
Yes, he does.
Come on, somebody.
Right.
The devil ain't satisfied. He wants to be the driver, but he don't drive my car. God has got control of my life. I said, God has got control of my life.
Yeah.
Hey, do it.
My God.
Tell somebody. Say, maintain your joy.
Maintain your joy.
Go to St. John chapter 4, verse 10. We're just about through. St. John chapter 4. Hallelujah. Don't you let what God done for you in this place today, don't you let the devil take it from you next Wednesday.
Amen.
Huh?
Yeah.
When you're not around the believers, guess what? That's when they come to get you. When you ain't around the believers, you're all by yourself. He's speaking in your ear. You know you ain't no good. You know you nobody. Stop letting him whisper in your ear. Tell him to get out of here.
Come on now.
Hallelujah. The Bible said, draw nigh to God, right?
Yes.
And he will draw nigh to you.
Yes.
And then he said, resist the devil.
Yes.
That means you gotta put up a fight.
Uh-huh.
Did you hear what I said? You gotta put up a fight. If you don't put up no fight, the devil will knock you down. He said, resist the devil.
Yes.
Yes.
He'll
yes.
That's right.
Yes.
Then the Bible said in Ephesians 6, verse 10, find me, my brother, and that means sisters too. Be strong in the Lord, right?
Yes.
And in the power of his might.
Yes.
Put on. Somebody say put on.
Put on.
Put on the whole armor of God. Yes. That you might be able to stand against the wile, the tricks, the cunning schemes of the devil.
Yes.
Put on.
Look.
You gotta have some armor.
Yes.
You gotta have on the breastplate of righteousness. Your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. You gotta have on the helmet of salvation.
Yes.
You gotta take the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God, that you may be able to quench all of the fiery darts of the wicked one. Have your loins girded about with truth. You gotta have something on to fight the devil. You can't fight the devil with your own word. Fight it with the word of God. Listen, there ain't but one thing in that it tells you what you need to fight with, and that's the sword of the Spirit.
Yeah.
Which is the what? The word of
God.
All the rest of it protects you, but the sword cuts the devil in half. My Bible tells me that the sword is like a two-edged sword. It don't just cut. Amen. It cuts asunder to the marrow and the bones.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
My God.
Jesus himself, when he was in the wilderness, in his weakest hour, he had fasted for what? 40 days and 40 nights.
Yeah.
The devil didn't come to him when he was full. He came to him when he was hungry. And Jesus said, yeah, man shall not live by bread alone. He took the word of God three times and whipped the devil. And the Bible said, and the devil left him for a season. That means the devil had to go back and try to figure out something else to get him, because he couldn't get him that time. And when he came back, guess what? He couldn't get him that time. And when he came back, he couldn't get him that time. Because he had the word. Somebody say the word.
The word.
The
word.
Hallelujah. St. John, chapter 4, verse number 10. Read, Pastor.
Jesus answered and said unto her,
and Jesus answered and said to this woman,
if thou knewest the gift of God, and whom it is that said to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have gave and given thee living water.
If you knew who it was that was asking you to give you some water, you would have what? You would have, amen, asked him, and he would have given you what?
Living water.
Somebody said living water.
Living water.
I like that.
Thank God.
Read.
The woman said unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence thou hast thou that living water?
Uh-huh.
Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again.
Uh-huh.
But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him,
yes,
shall never thirst.
Shall never what?
Never thirst.
Uh-huh.
But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water.
A well, it will be in him. Hold it right there. A well of water in him. A fountain of living water, everlasting water. See, when you drink of this water, you can drink and you can, it'll quench your thirst, but after a while you want some more, right? But when Jesus quenches your thirst, see, Jesus quenched your thirst when you got born again. That's why you don't want to go out there and sin no more, because your well and your water is, Jesus has quenched your thirst. Somebody say, I wonder why I don't want to do that no more. Because you got to do that in you, right?
Sure.
You got Jesus in you now. And he has already quenched your thirst. He has already, amen, gave you the living water. Why you think people keep going back to the liquor store? Because it hadn't been filled on the inside.
My God.
See, everybody wants God on the inside. But if they don't get Jesus, the Spirit of God, on the inside, they'll want what's out in the world. But once you get it,
keep
he said, woman, when you get what I got, it's living water, it's everlasting water. In other, when something that's everlasting means it don't never what? Run out.
Yes.
Amen. It does not never run out. Somebody say, but can you know you're going to heaven? If you don't know you're going to heaven, you're going to hell. Come on. Because once you get born again, you already know. The Bible says you pass from what? Death? I know. I know I'm going to heaven because heaven is already in me. Hallelujah. I got heaven living in me. The Bible said the kingdom of heaven is at what? Is at hand. It's in me.
Glory to God.
Paul said it's a mystery, but it's Christ in you.
Amen.
Hope of glory.
Yes.
Ooh, I got the joy down in my heart. Down in my heart. Down in my heart, I got the joy down in my heart. Down in my heart to stay. And if the devil don't like it, he can sit on attack. Ow! Sit on attack. Ow! Sit on attack. And if the devil don't like it, he can sit on attack. Sit on attack.
About
a change
in my life.
Oh my
God.
Amen.
Woo.
Brother said Jesus on the inside.
Working on the outside.
Working on the outside.
Brought about a change in my life.
See, when you got something on the inside, like we got, I used to sing a song in Sister Linda's, It's Bubbling. Yeah. It's a bubbling in my soul.
Yeah.
It's a bubbling, in my soul.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amen. It's bubbling. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
David said, my cup run what?
Over.
Ooh, this thing is better than a Maxwell house.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
hallelujah.
Hebrew.
It's good to the last drop.
Yeah. Hebrew.
It's the real thing.
Yeah.
Somebody say the real.
Real.
Glory to God. Give God another
praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Praise God. I thank God for this opportunity today. Amen. To bring the word here at Inner Fountains Ministry. Thank God for Pastor Roger inviting me to come today. Amen. And preach the word today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody give God another praise. God bless you. Amen. Come on and give God some praise. Give God some praise.
Our God. Come on, somebody give him some praise. Glory to God from heaven. Amen. We certainly thank God for Pastor Michael. Come on, give God thanks for the man of God. Ah, what a word. Amen. What a word. Glory to God. You can't stop when God's anointed. Amen. You can't stop. And come on, man. You can't stop an individual that God has his hands on. He will prosper. He will go forward. Come on, church. You cannot curse what God has blessed. Glory to God. So we give God praise for what he's doing, not only in his ministry, but in this house.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Glory to God.
That's right.
A tangible anointing.
Amen.
Amen. You can't get this in McDonald's. You can't get this in Burger King.
Come on now.
You got to get it in the house of God. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. There's healing in the house of God.
Amen.
The deliverance is in the house of God.
Yes.
You can't get this anywhere. But in the house of God.
Amen.
David said, I was glad when they said to me,
let us go to the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Because he know where he's going. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We excited. Amen. Thank God for you being here. Thank God for you, the word. Amen. Thank God for you. You've been intensive to the word. And I know the word fell on good ground today. Amen.
Yes.
When you take that word, amen, and walk with it. Amen.
Yes.
Glory to God. Amen. Feast on that word. Amen. Glory to God. Maintain the anointing. Amen. Maintain the anointing. Amen. Let us remember to keep Sister Debbie in prayer. Keep Minister Marco in prayer. Amen. Keep them both in prayer. Amen. That God will have his way in their life. Amen.
Yes.
Glory to God. We can look around and see who's not here and keep praying for them. That's what we ought to do. Pray one for another.
That's right.
Amen. Am I here by myself? Pray one for another.
Yes.
Glory to God. We thank God. Amen. For the prayers of the saints. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Like the saints praying.
Prayer
will break you through. Amen. Prayer will keep you from falling. Prayer will uphold you in the hands of God.
Yes,
prayer. We'll keep on praying. Glory to God. Amen. At this moment, amen. Glory to God. Amen. We're going to, amen, take up the offering. We're going to, amen, get a dismissal. Amen. Glory to God from heaven. We thank God for you being here. Amen. We don't have any meal on today. We're gonna eat out. Somebody said, eat out.
Eat out.
Amen. Lord of God. We're gonna go out and then get something to eat. Is that all right? Amen. Glory to God. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Lord of God. Amen. I'm going to call, the Lord spoke to me, called Minister Herman. Will you come and bless the offering, take up the offering, amen, and give the God's people a dismissal, amen.
Whosoever will, let him come and give to the Lord. Lord, we thank you for this offering that we are about to receive, O Father. For you said in your word, or David said, that whosoever participates in the, when they bounty, whosoever participates in the bounty, that those who actually fought in the battle would receive the bounty, and those who did not fought in the battle would still receive the bounty, O Father, because they supported those who fought and who actually did the fighting, O Father. And David didn't just say that, but he made it a law that stands to this very day, O Father, that even you recognize that those who participate and those who are the preachers and the teachers, they get the blessing.
Yes.
And also that those who support the teachers and the preachers also receive equal blessings, O Father. And we thank you for your word, O Father,
yes,
that we might, that you might be glorified, that we might be edified, and that an alarm would be sounded.